Good to see all of you.
高兴见到大家。
It's near Christmas time, so I thought I would talk about Christ at Christmas.
既然是那个圣诞的时候，我就想想基督付出来的代价是什么。
Gift-giving time.
圣诞的时候大家都互相交换礼物。
Cost a lot of money.
然后就花很多的钱。
In most of the world, the United States included, Christmas is Santa Claus.
对于世界来说，就包括在美国世俗的风气里面，这个圣诞节就是圣诞老公公。
But there's a lot more to Christmas than a picture of a chubby little baby lying in a manger.
但实际上，这个圣诞节啊，不是只是说我们看见一个。 一个小婴孩头上有个光环，然后躺在马槽里，要比这个要多得多。
It's convenient for us and for the majority of people to stop at the point of looking at the baby in the manger and pay lip service to him, but make sure that we keep him a helpless little baby.
对我们来说，也许更适合的是我们看着这个软弱无助的婴孩。 然后说我们真的是很赞赏他，但是我们嘴里说要崇拜他呢，只是嘴上说说而已。
A helpless baby is no threat to any of us.
那对于我们来说，一个软弱无助的婴儿，实在不构成任何威胁。
We can adore it, we can coo to it, pay tribute to it without any worry that it will make any claims on our lives and on our ambitions and our attitudes.
对一个可爱的婴孩来说，我们可以大家去喜欢他，然后大家去哄他。但是，我们这样做呢的前提就是，这个婴孩呢不要对我们的生活和我们的态度有任何的那个需求。
But when the baby grows up, and starts claiming that he is God wrapped up in human flesh. And when that God-man starts making claims on the lives of men and women like, you owe me your loyalty, when that happens, then a lot of the adoration stops. And instead of adoration, men turn to start to curse because of this sinful, selfish human nature that we're born with. We don't want to come face to face with the living God and find him alive and active and wanting to make claims on our lives.
对一个对我们会提出要求的神，一个又真又活的神，我们这些世俗的人，这些充满罪性和自私的人，我们不愿意跟他面对面来对付这样一个神。所以说，当这个婴孩他长大变成一个。 道成肉身的神，然后跟我们说，你要对我忠心，那我们对他的赞赏呢，就变成了辱骂。
So we tend to keep the baby Jesus as our Christmas symbol, and make the whole holiday safe and sanitary and pleasurable.
我们就是过一个对我们很快乐的一个节日。那耶稣基督对我们来说呢，只是圣诞节的一个象征而已。
But at the same time, human beings go on hating each other, even though we're paying tribute to this little baby, and the whole world speeds towards this rendezvous with hell.
也就是在我们来称颂这个和平之君的这样一个婴孩的同时呢，人和人之间还是充满了仇恨，然后我们这个世界呢，马上就要和地狱会面了。
Paul said to Timothy, the mystery of our religion is very great. God took on human flesh and made himself known to men.
保罗给提摩太的书信说，大在近前的奥秘，神在肉身显现了，就被世人信服。
John says, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory.
约翰福音也说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，我们也见过他的荣光。
The real gift of Christmas came as this little baby sent from God whom God said, name him Jesus, because the name Jesus means he will save his people from their sins.
像圣诞节，圣诞啊，神给我们的真正的礼物，这个圣婴，这个婴孩，然后神给了我们，然后跟我们说，他的名字要做耶稣。那耶稣在那个原文的意思呢，就是他要把他们，把他们的这些子民从罪中拯救出来。
So he came a baby in a manger, but then he grew up.
所以呢，他在马槽里面被生出来是一个婴孩，但是他后来呢长大了。
So my theme, my proposition is this. If we are to understand the real gift of Christmas, we must understand it in terms of what it cost and of what it bought for us.
我们真的是，如果我们对圣诞节不了解的话，真的意思不了解的话，那我们如果想真正的了解这个圣诞节，我们就应该在心里面有一个，就懂得说，这个圣诞节实际上是做出了什么样的牺牲，又为我们赢得了什么。
The coming of Jesus into our world was a very costly event.
耶稣来啊，真的是对这个世，在世界上真是付出了惨重的代价。
From where we are today, we can sort of view it sentimentally and very joyfully. But those involved in that first Christmas paid a very heavy price because they were involved in it.
现在的二十一世纪了啊，我们看这个圣诞节，说啊，这是好高兴、好平安的一个节日。但是实际上，当年在第一个圣诞节，这些人呢、啊，在第一个圣诞节里面，在对他们所发生的事来说呢，实际上是他们付出了惨重的代价。
So let's consider the cost to three different people.
那我们来看看三个人，这个第一个圣诞节里面有三个人，他们所付出的代价是什么
？Consider Mary.
先想一想玛利亚。
The angel appeared to her, and in the Gospel of Luke, he said to Mary, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
那对玛利亚来说是怎么回事呢？那个天使向他显现，然后跟他说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在。
As we consider today and the previous centuries, we know that Mary has been highly honored, and from the angel's vantage point, God's choice of Mary made her a very, gave her a very high honor.
就是从圣诞节以来的这几十个世纪以后，我们看到玛利亚是特别的受尊敬。对于天使来说，对人来说，我们现在可以看出来，上帝给他真的是一个很大的荣耀，因为挑选他来那个生出圣子耶稣来。
But for Mary, it was completely other than an honor.
可是对玛利亚当时来说，这不是一件荣光的事情。
She was told that she would give birth to the Savior of all mankind. She wondered how this could be since she was not married.
玛利亚心里有不了解，她说：“我是一个童女，你怎么会？上帝为什么让我把一个童女怎么会生出一个对整个人类都是一个救主的这样一个男孩呢？”
Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me just as you have said. But she had to pay a very high price for her submission to the will of God.
玛利亚说，对天使说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。像玛利亚这样说，实际上是她已经准备付出惨重的代价。
Her acceptance of God's will meant for her public shame. She was an unwed mother.
你想想那时候，她服从上帝意志意味着什么？就是因为她是在公众之间蒙羞。为什么蒙羞？她是一个未婚妈妈。
It meant a loss of reputation. Who would really respect her after this happened?
你想一个未婚妈妈生出孩子以后，她的名声是彻底破坏，还有什么人会尊敬她呢？
It would result in accusations of blasphemy to claim that God had miraculously produced this child within her would be considered by everyone around her as blasphemy against God.
而且她如果对大家声称说是上帝让我童女怀孕，这样的旁边的所有的那些人都会说你亵渎神圣。
But then, what about Joseph? He didn't escape paying a very high price for his involvement in all of this.
那看看玛利亚的丈夫约瑟，他实际上也付出了惨重的代价。
A heart that was torn because the one he loved so deeply seems to have been unfaithful to him.
那当时对他来说，他的心是好像被撕裂了一样，因为你想，他爱的这个未婚妻好像对他不忠实，哎，为什么会怀孕呢？
His family would be shunned. No one in the neighborhood would want to have any respect to him because they could not believe his story. His family would be isolated from the rest of society.
他的家庭啊，就是在这个社会当中就会被孤立起来，所有的邻居街坊都会戳他们的脊梁骨。
But there was someone else who also paid an extremely high price, for his involvement in the incarnation.
但你想一想，谁是付出最惨重的代价？啊，由于这个道成肉身来付出最惨重的代价是谁呢？
So think with me just a moment about Jesus, the Son of God.
就想一想，我们来想一想耶稣，神的儿子。
Paul tells the Philippians in the second chapter, he said this, though he was God, he did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but laid aside his mighty power and glory, making himself, or taking the disguise of a slave and becoming a man.And he humbled himself even further, going so far as to actually die a criminal's death on a cross.
保罗在腓立比书二章这样告诉我们，他本有神的形象，却不以自己为神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死在十字架上。
So what was the cost to the Son of God?
对于神的儿子来说，他付出来的这个惨重的代价又是什么呢？
He laid aside the glories of heaven.
他把他天上的荣耀先放在一边。
If you can imagine Bill Gates laying aside all his mansions and bank accounts and privileges and going into Chinatown in New York and working at a restaurant for peasants' wages, if we can imagine that, we still cannot really have any ideaof the glories that Christ laid aside in order to become one of us.
我们设法来想一想，如果 Bill Gates 他把他的大房子、他的钱都不要，然后跑到唐人街来，在一个餐馆里面，一个小时拿两块钱的这样的工资，我们就是这样想的话，也想不出来说上帝把他自己的荣耀放下来变成我们中间的一员，那所放下的、所牺牲的有多少？
He laid aside all his prerogatives of deity.
他把他作为神的这个权柄的权力都放下。
The one who spoke the galaxies into existence, the one who brought just a word and a glance and brought the worlds into being, or sent them reeling out of their orbit into destruction. This is the one who laid aside all of those prerogatives to come among us.
这个道成肉身变成一个人的这个神啊，你不要忘记，他就是神本人。他说一句话，他眼睛这么转一转看一看，那个我们整个的银河系就从无到有，或者我们一个整个星球就从有到无。想象一样，这样一个伟大的权柄的和荣光的神，他反倒虚己来变成我们当中的一员。
And for what did he lay all those things aside?
那他来他这样子做都是这么大的牺牲，他究竟为了什么呢？
To be told by earthlings that he had to wash his hands before he could eat?
难道说就要来让我们这些地球上的这些微不足道的人来跟他讲说，哦，你如果不洗手的话，你不能吃饭，因为这是违背律法。
The one who commands angels and they rush off to do whatever he has commanded, the one who even the prince of darkness must bow to, yet as a little boy he had asked permission to go to the corner candy store, and then he had to ask for the coin to pay for the candy.
这个神哈，所有的天君，所有的天使都是在他管辖之下。他只要发一句话，他们就会去马上去做他想要做的事。这样一个神，甚至魔鬼这么可怕的势力，他都必须在神面前谦卑下来。可是他却降世为人，成为一个小男孩。这小男孩到旁边的那个小店里面去买一点糖的话，还要问他的父母说，跟他父母说我可不可以去，然后问父母要几分钱，这样子去买这个糖。
He whose power called light out of darkness and order out of chaos laid aside the right to use all of that power and became a puny human being with only weakness to lean on.
耶稣基督，他作为神的这个权力，他可以从黑暗里，从黑暗创造出光了。他可以把一个混沌的宇宙造成这样一个井井有条的世界。可是他把他这样伟大的权柄，这样伟大的这个权力都放下来做什么呢？来做一个小小的人，然后这个跟我们人一样，除了软弱以外别的什么也没有。
This mighty one whom the heavens of heavens could not contain was reduced to a 6 to 8 pound baby boy, helpless and cast forth from Mary's womb.
这个超出时空的伟大的神，他却身在人世，生出来的时候也就是像我们想一想6磅到8磅的一个小婴孩，而且是完全是软弱无助。
But it cost him more than what I've already mentioned.
其实我以上所述呢，还不是他做出的牺牲的全部。
As he grew up, it cost him the stigma of being known in his community and far beyond his community as an illegitimate child.
你想，这样一个孩子长大的时候，所有的人在他这个社区里面，以及全犹太的地，都会知道说，哦，他是一个私生子。
31 years later, down in Jerusalem, the Pharisees said to him,At least we're not illegitimate children. That is, we were not born like you are, were from fornication.
那些法利赛人，他长到31岁的时候，法利赛人在耶路撒冷对他说，我们跟你不一样，我们不是从淫乱生的。
But it cost him even more than that. He was stripped of his own earthly reputation.
然后他付出的代价呢更进一步，他在人世间的这个好名声啊也被夺走。
He was dragged to a mock trial, convicted of things he had not done, dragged through the streets of Jerusalem and up the hill to Calvary, stripped even of his clothing, and finally executed as a dangerous criminal.
他付出的代价这样的大，他被拖到一个罗马兵丁面前来受审判，然后他们给他定罪，但是他什么罪也没有犯，他却把他定罪，然后把他从耶路撒冷的街上一直拖到加略山上，把他的衣服也剥下来，最后把他当成一个危险的罪犯，把他给处死了。
So for Mary and Joseph and Jesus, that first Christmas proved very costly.For those who were involved very intimately with it.
So, 大家想一想，这个圣诞啊，这样一件事，这个三个人是与这个关系最密切的，一个是玛利亚，一个约瑟，还有就是耶稣自己，他们都付出了惨重的代价。
The price that they paid, the suffering that they endured was for you and for me. It was paid so that we would have something to celebrate.
你知道今天我们庆祝圣诞节是归功于谁吗？就是归功于他们当时他们所受的苦难和当时他们所付出的这惨重的代价。
It was paid so that we might have joy in Christ and in Christmas. We should never forget the cost when we ask, we're asked to give a little or suffer a little or bear our neighbor's burdens a little. Don't forget.
我们不要忘记，我们现在能够欢欣喜意的来庆祝这个圣诞节，我们千万不要忘记是神付出了这惨重的代价，我们才可以现在来那个庆祝圣诞。所以呢，当我们在教会的生活里面，有时候我们要付出，让我们付出一些，让我们跟我们的弟兄一起承担一些责任，或者甚至受一些苦的话呢，请千万不要有发怨言。
Let me restate my proposition.
让我再把我的这个论点呢重述一下。
If we are to understand the real gift of Christmas, we must understand it in terms of what it costs, which I've covered, and then we also need to understand what it purchased for us.
我们一方面要了解说，这个圣诞节这个来到是有多少人是付出了惨重的代价，有付出了很大的牺牲。那第二点呢，我们就要想，他付出了这些代价以后呢，究竟为我们赢得什么呢？
That first Christmas introduced us to a new person, Jesus Christ, and introduced a new principle into our world.
从基督没有来的时候啊，我们生活在旧人当中，基督一来到我们当中，就是说我们这世界上突然有一个全新的人，然后他带来一个全新的道理。
Jesus came, but his coming was more than toys and gifts and baby and swaddling clothes. It was certainly a lot more than Santa Claus represents.
所以我们要知道耶稣基督降生在世，他不是就是好像我们圣诞节就互相交换礼物啊，然后给小孩子玩具和衣服啊，然后圣诞老公公从烟囱里跳下来，这个实际上不是我们圣诞节的真实的意义。
It's true he was born in a manger, but he was born for the cross.
第一，我们说他生在马槽，那他生在马槽是什么意思呢？实际上他是为了在十架上牺牲而所生出来的。
When he was put on the cross, he was put there not for crimes which he had done, and not for sins that he had committed.
把他挂在十架上的时候啊，那不是因为他做错了什么事，而他或者说他犯了什么罪。
He hung there, and the burden and the guilt and the penalty for my sins and for your sins was laid across his shoulders. He died the death of the guilty one. In our place, we are the guilty ones, and he died for us.
那真正的罪犯是谁吗？真正的罪犯是你，是我，是我们大家。他是为我们这些罪人而死的。
When the baby in the manger grew up, he bought our freedom, he bought our reconciliation with God, he purchased our adoption into the family of God.
基督长大，付出那惨重的代价，结果是什么呢？他换来了我们的自由，换来了我们跟神和好，他换来了我们在神家里的儿女的名分。
But his death on the cross and his resurrection purchased other things for us, like light out of darkness. John says, in him was life, and his life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it.
他所付出的代价所赢得的还远远不止这些，他给我们赢得还另外一个事物呢，就是光。然后就像约翰福音里面说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
I don't think we understand darkness that well, because most of the places where we live are in communities where the night skies are never seen in their fullness because of the lights that are produced among us.
那你我们实际上不知道真正的黑暗是怎么回事，因为我们现在住在那些城市里面，那个人发明的这些光啊，把我们的天空都照得很亮，所以我们即使到晚上也看不见一个完全黑的夜晚。
While I was in the army in Korea, I had a guard duty on a particularly very, very, very dark night.
有一次啊，我那时候在韩战的时候要在军队里，我有这个守卫的责任。那天晚上呢是非常非常的黑暗。
I was to walk around the whole camp and make sure everything was okay, but we were not allowed to use flashlights and there were no lights.At all in the tents and the camp.
那当时啊，我们连用那个手电筒啊都是不准许的，所以我们呢就得在这个黑暗里面行走。那个黑暗到一个地步，就是说我真的是伸手不见五指。
It was a very stormy night, and the darkness was so thick that I could not find.My way over a bridge that was about 2 yards from my tent door, a place that I was very familiar with.
那我当时的责任就是巡逻，就整个兵营哈。可是黑暗到一个地步，就是离我所住的那个帐篷只有几米的一个桥，我就张着大眼，一点都看不见。
I could probably have been thrown in jail because I never crossed the bridge because I was afraid I would miss the bridge and.Get dumped into the water.
我，你想我值班，但是我实际上没有敢往那个桥上走，因为走的话，如果看不见，会掉到河里去的。如果长官知道的话，可能要关我禁闭。
Darkness is a very terrible thing.
那黑暗，像这样的黑暗，真的是一件很可怕的事。
We cannot find our way. We can't know what lies even a half step in front of us.We sense we are in danger and we begin to fear what's ahead.
因为我们就是前面一两尺的路我们也看不见，我们都根本就找不着我们应该往前面走的方向，我们就开始觉得说这前面肯定是有很大的危险在那里，那我们的心里的恐惧呢就慢慢的增长。
That's the way it was when Jesus broke through the darkness with his light.
人这状况就是这样，直到耶稣把他的光来照破了黑暗。
There's a darkness in many people's lives, a depression, a gloom, a hopelessness about everything.
我们的生活当中有好多地方是黑暗，我们患有抑郁症，我们觉得世界要末日快到，然后我们觉得。整个我们的人生都是毫无希望。
There's the darkness of sin. Sin often looks good and feels attractive, but when light enters, it shows that sin is a snake pit.
而且我们自然人的生活里面还有一个黑暗，就是我们犯罪。刚开始我们犯罪的时候，我们还可能觉得很快乐。但是这个光一照到我们这个罪里面，我们就可以看出来我们这个境况真的比一个蛇的窝也好不了哪去。
The Bible talks about the darkened mind. To those who haven't found a purpose for existing, the light shines in the darkness and pushes back all of the darkness and we see the meaning and the purpose that God has for us in life.
当我们找到耶稣之前啊，我们在生活当中是完全没有目的，我们为什么活着我们也不知道，所以我们的心呢是整个是黑暗，但是当耶稣来以后呢，这个光呢就照破了这个黑暗，然后把这个黑暗呢就被这个光呢给消失了，然后我们开始在我们的生活中看出有一点意义和有一点那个目的。
SoLots of people sort of sense his nearness, but like the bridge in Korea, cannot find it. Christ shed light on their path so that they can find a way out of the darkness in which, by which their spirit can be lifted.
很多人啊，他实际上感觉到神离他们很近了。但是就像我那天在韩国那个放哨的那天，我就是明明在我眼前我也看不见，因为我没有接受耶稣之前我是什么也看不见，但是我接受了耶稣，耶稣就把光照到我的生活当中，让我看见说啊，神就在那。
Through the light of Jesus Christ, we can see and know the God who really exists.
我们看不见神，但是我们通过因为这个耶稣基督给我们的这个照过来的光呢，我们就知道神是怎么回事，而且我们知道神是存在。
Christ's entrance into our world, that first Christmas also brought us life out of death.
他来到世界上呢，是第一个圣诞节，他又为我们做成一件什么事情呢？就是说他把死变成生。
Paul says to the Corinthians, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? For the sting of death is sin, but thanks to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在哥林书前书里说，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Because I live, you will live also.
在约翰福音，耶稣对多马说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不记着我，没有人能到父那里去。因为我活着，你们也要活着。
As a result of that first Christmas,Christ also bought for us love out of sadness.
那这第一个圣诞节，耶稣来到世界，又给我们带来些什么呢？从我们的这个，从我们的悲伤里面，耶稣给我们带来了爱。
He said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, even so I have loved you. Continue in my love." Later on, he says, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer."I have overcome the world.
像神那个耶稣对我们说，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，所以你们要常在我的爱的里面。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Paul wrote to the Romans saying this: God showed His love for us by sending Christ to die for us sinners who had no use for Him. Now since we have been made right in God's sight.By faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us.
就保罗在罗马书中说，唯有基督在我们这些还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就此向我们显明了。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主基督耶稣得与神相合。
Again, Paul says, nothing can separate us from Christ's love.
罗马书里面又说，没有世上没有一件事物能够使我们和基督的爱分离。
Dr. Barnhouse told about a Japanese girl he had met in Tokyo. He asked her if she was a Christian, and she replied that she was a Buddhist.
那有一个Barnhouse 就是一个博士，他去日本，在东京呢碰见一个日本的女孩，他问这个日本的女孩说。你是基督徒吗？日本女孩回答说：“不是，我是佛教徒。”
He asked her some more questions, found out that she had heard about Jesus, and that she knew that there was a sacred book called the Bible, but she never read it and knew nothing about Christ beyond just hearing this little bit about him.
他呢又问了这个日本女孩一些问题，就发现说这个女孩呢她听说过。耶稣也听说过圣经，但是对圣经和耶稣完全没有了解。
So he asked her, "Do you love Buddha?"
那个 Barnhouse 博士就问这个日本女孩说：“你爱佛吗？”
That startled her, and she said, "Love? I never thought about love in connection with religion."
那这个佛教徒的小女孩就大吃一惊，然后说。你怎么会说爱？这个爱跟宗教又有什么关系？
He went on to say to her, Do you know that in the whole world, There is no God that is truly loved except for the Lord Jesus Christ. Other gods are hated or feared. You have statues of fierce monsters guarding your gates of your temples, and people stand at a distance and clap their hands to awaken their gods. They burn incense and offer sacrifices to them as though they were gods to be appeased.
在你们这些别的宗教里面，你们会爱你们的神吗？你们会爱你们的这些鬼神和佛吗？你们只会在那个寺庙的门口，建筑成一个非常凶恶的野兽来那个保护这个寺庙，然后呢，我们这一些人呢，所谓的善男信女呢，就在老远的地方拍一拍手啊，跪下来啊，烧点香啊，这样子就是说这些发怒的这些神灵啊，也许会对我们比较照顾一点。
But he continued, but Jesus Christ loves us. He came to die for us, and those of us who truly know Him have learned to love Him.In return,
可是他说我们这基督教不同的是什么？我们的主耶稣是爱我们，然后我们这些信徒，通过我们研读圣经，通过我们进一步的了解神，我们也回爱他。
And then he commented, Muslims do not love Allah, Hindus do not love their gods, and neither do you love Buddha.But we love the Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved us and died for us.
然后他举例给这个女孩说，你想，回教徒也不爱他们的神阿拉，印度教徒也不爱他们的神，而你呢是佛教徒，你也不爱佛祖，但我们因为基督耶稣先爱了我们，先为我们死，所以我们爱我们的主耶稣基督。
So Jesus purchased for us love out of sadness.
所以耶稣用他的牺牲呢，就是说给我们赢得了什么呢？是从我们的悲伤无望之中呢，赢得了那个爱。
He also paid the price to bring us hope out of despair.
另外一个他所为我们换来的呢，就是我们本来是绝望，现在他给我们希望。
Without Jesus Christ, there's no real hope in this world.
你想一想，没有耶稣基督的话，我们这世上活着究竟有什么希望呢？
Life can be long, and sometimes at times at least it's tasteless. Death is ever lurking in the background, and feared, and the thought of the grave brings terror to a lot of people.
那我们实际上呢，在我们这个生命当中呢，好几十年，我们可能过的是毫无意味的生命，而且我们时时刻刻都在怕死。
Without Jesus Christ, all of our work, all of our technology, all of our material goods, all of our humanitarian effort is without meaning.
真的，如果说没有基督耶稣的话，我们所做这些事工，我们以这些高精的技术来帮助穷人，来在我们在人道主义上捐献啊什么。我们的世界上的这些我们所拥有的东西，实际上都是毫无意义。
The entrance of Jesus Christ into our lives purchased our freedom, freedom from despair. It brought us the certainty of our adoption into God's family, through what Jesus Christ has done for us.
耶稣来到我们的生命，拯救了我们，赢得我们一个自由。这是什么样的一个自由呢？就是我们现在再也不绝望了，我们现在再也不觉得自己是魔鬼的儿子，而是我们的自由就在于我们已经了解，我们一定是被上帝收养，成为他的儿子。
So let me review.
那让我再复述一遍。
That first Christmas introduced us to the love of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus became flesh.He lived among us, and then he died for our sins, for yours and mine.
第一个圣诞节，主耶稣基督降生到我们当中，是因为神的爱。神因为爱我们，赐给我们他唯一的儿子。这道成肉身，然后住在我们中间，然后为了我们的罪，他死了。
The birth of Jesus Christ cost a lot. Mary and Joseph and Jesus himself all paid a price to reconcile us to God. Jesus paid the greatest and the ultimate price for us.
耶稣基督出生了，真是一件非常大的事，他使得一些人付出了惨重的代价，不管是玛利亚、约瑟还是耶稣自己，而耶稣所付出来的代价呢，那是更是极致的代价，因为他替我们死。
The coming of Jesus Christ into our world purchased a lot for us: redemption, peace with God, light from our darkness, life out of death, love out of sadness, hope out of despair.
你看，我们再复述一下，耶稣来，他付出这代价以后，他替我们换来了什么呢？他替我们换来了救赎，我们和神的和好，我们不再黑暗，然而走在光明里，我们不再惧怕死亡而有永生，我们不再悲伤而是有爱，而且我们对我们的生命再也不绝望，因为我们现在有了希望。
So I end with two questions, one for those of us who are believers who have received Jesus Christ as our Savior. What shall we offer the Lord for all these benefits that he has purchased for us? And the answer is praise.
那对我们当中已经信了的，已经受浸了的，我要给你们一个挑战，就是说我们上帝给我们这么多好处，我们要怎么样来回报上帝呢？那答案只有一句话，我们要敬拜他，我们要敬仰他。
And what about those who might or here who might not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior?
那我们当中还有很多人他还没有接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
Take the cup of salvation, the free gift that Jesus Christ offers, and you just need to take it from his hand as yours.
上帝给你的救恩是白白给你的，这救恩的杯就放在你面前，你只要把它拿起来，你就得救。
And give him access to the control panel of your life.
那就是让他在你的生命当中做主做王。
Let's pray.Lord Jesus, we need to remember every day the high price that you paid to redeem us.
主，请你让我们时时的不忘记你为我们的救赎付出的代价。
Often we don't think about that, and perhaps at Christmas time we think about it a little bit more seriously.
平常我们根本想都不去想，那在圣诞节的时候呢，也许我们开始对这些对他的这个牺牲呢有一些想法。
I pray that through your word and through your spirit you will teach us about
通过你的灵，通过你的教导来真的是教导我们
about the cost to you,
让我们知道你所付出的代价
and the benefits and the grace that you give to us,
你付出的代价给我们换来的好处和恩典。
In the name of Jesus our Lord, amen.
Amen.